Hebrew Bible lesson comes today from the book of Jeremiah, starting in the first chapter. Hear this word from God. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." And from the Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter, comes a story of the so-called bent-over woman. Now, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. And when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." And when he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which to work, on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from a manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that Jesus was doing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So if you noticed, the choir and I were playing a little bit as I was coming up and they were coming down. I was running into them and saying, "Oh, I didn't see you there." Do you ever have one of those moments where you happen to run into somebody, not maybe literally, but you didn't realize that they're standing beside you in the grocery store or on the next aisle in the bookstore, or even that they've snuck into their cubicle beside you at work and you say, "Oh, I didn't see you there." That's how this story today begins. If you read the text carefully, it says, "And the woman appeared." Well, people don't just appear. And especially if you're bent over. Bent over people. I'm prompting you. Elizabeth's going to help me in a minute and be bent over, but I'm prompting you. Bent over people don't move very fast because they can't see where they're going. So this woman didn't just suddenly appear. She didn't just run in to church at 9:57 like all of us do on Sunday mornings, right? But nobody noticed her. The fact that the text says she just appeared tells us nobody was paying attention to the fact that this bent over, poor, pained soul was noticed by the people. Now that makes sense, because being bent over in the temple was understood to be a sin. And so here was a woeful sinner coming into the holy place. Here was a woman who knew she was a woeful sinner and would have been cut off from the community and would have felt bad about herself, would have felt so bad about herself that it would have felt right to her that she only ever saw this much of the world. What a horrible life to live with that kind of rejection and dejection and pain and sorrow, both physical and emotional and relational. Her life was miserable, and yet she makes her way to the temple, and nobody pays any attention to the fact that she's there. She just appeared. And then the text says, if you read even more closely, that it says, even Jesus really didn't notice her, because it says, when he saw her, then he springs into action. But when he saw her, is she's been here and appeared for a while. Jesus got around to seeing her. Now come up here. That's your cue. Your cue is, get up here. You don't have a mark, but I want you to kind of over here for a minute. Cue, bent over woman. Okay? You're bent over. Now, bent over one, what do you see now?
My feet and the ground.
Ground, dirt, feet. Not much, right? Okay. Stay there, you're good. You are healed. Now stand up.
What do you see?
The church and the people and the ceiling. That's pretty cool.
You see the ceiling for the first time in 18 years. That's pretty exciting. But come over here to me. Be bent over again. Ceiling's pretty exciting after 18 years, but guess what's more exciting? Because in this scenario, I get to play Jesus to the bent over woman. Be healed. Now what do you see?
You
see Jesus.
Jesus.
You see the Jesus. Answer. Thank you. Yeah. You're beautiful. Yeah, she said the theater major needed to do that because presumably she wasn't hammy enough. Here's the thing. The text is very interesting because it says when Jesus sees her, he calls out and says, you're healed. And she stays bent over. Jesus heals all over the place in the Bible with just his words. He even says to a man at one point, your sins are forgiven. And that's enough. The word itself is sufficient. But here, no. Because why? Because if she stands up here, and he's way over there, and she looks around, she's going to see everything else but the man of God. When he lays his hands on her, and she looks up into his face, there is nothing and no one she can say gave her healing than Jesus. She is healed to look into the very face of God. Isn't that amazing? And then the text, the next thing she does, the minute she is healed, is she begins to praise God, because she knows where her healing comes from. Now, here's the thing about this text. It has both a miracle story in it and a pronouncement story in it. Pronouncement stories are the ones that tell us a lesson. That's the stuff about the Sabbath that comes later. Miracle story, they tell us in preacher school, is something we shouldn't maybe preach to you all because they're hard to believe. Y'all know people who are sick who pray and don't get put well, and it seems wrong. But here's the thing. Miracles do happen. And God is good. And even if our prayers don't end up the way that we think they should, that doesn't change who God is. Our circumstance doesn't affect the character of our God. And when this woman looks up, healed and whole, finally able to be free of pain in her body, but also to be able to relate to the people around her, and to no longer feel the self-doubt and destruction and degradation that she has lived with for 18 years. She looks straight into the face of God, the giver of every good gift, and says, "Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, for all that you have given me." Amen. Amen.